This is Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at education spending in the governor's new budget proposal.
First, a Wisconsin lawmaker is sponsoring a bill that would fine so-called sanctuary cities up to $5,000 a day for not cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. The bill is similar to one that passed the Assembly last year, but it didn't come up for a final vote in the Senate.
Well, the definition of a sanctuary city isn't always clear. Madison has policies often associated with sanctuary cities when it comes to immigration enforcement. On Tuesday, Madison's Common Council adopted a resolution designating public libraries and city council offices as safe places where residents can get phone interpreter services and immigrant rights information.
We talked with Republican Janelle Branston earlier this week about her proposal to penalize communities that fail to enforce immigration laws. She represents the 22nd Assembly District, including Menominee Falls. Representative Branston, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Under this bill, how would counties and municipalities be punished for adopting a sanctuary policy or refusing to cooperate with federal immigration laws?
Well, the bill simply just says that the municipalities need to follow the federal law. It's really that simple. So the point of the bill is that we have these laws in place. It becomes dangerous when we go into the process of selectively enforcing. So what this bill just says is we have to uphold federal law. And if municipalities choose not to, they can be sued by any taxpayer, DA, anybody. So there's pure transparency in the sense that they're being upheld through the court system by any individual or group has the right to sue them for a penalty of, depending on the size of the city, between $500 and $5,000 a day. So the point is that it is truly in the hands of the people to make sure that their municipalities are upholding their laws.
So would this bill open up a lot more opportunity for litigation, making it easier for anyone to sue any county for adopting a sanctuary approach?
Pretty much. Like I said, it is the transparency rule. And the whole point is, you know, everybody deserves to live in a safe community. Safety, regardless if you're legally or illegally. I mean, everyone, every family deserves to be in a safe community. And so by not upholding our federal laws, you know, we are still dealing with criminals, with gang members and drug dealers. You know, Wisconsin has been really hit hard by drug activity. I mean, and we've seen it in our youth population. So for a municipality to say, you know what, we're not worried about making sure that we're getting gangs and drug dealers off the streets, that's not our priority. Of course it's their priority. And like I had mentioned before, you know, the process of saying, hey, we're going to uphold this law but not that law, that's really dangerous territory for any municipality to get into, in the sense that, you know, we are a nation of laws, and they need to be applied equally. Now, if there's a larger conversation about this law is too hard for us to uphold or there's additional funding that's necessary, this is a great time to have that conversation, and we'd be glad to do that. But specifically, with real specifics about what the concerns are. But again, we are a nation of laws, and we want to make sure that we're upholding a law for everybody to have a safe community.
Well, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark has said he plans to participate in President Trump's local immigration enforcement effort. But Madison, on the other hand, is going a different direction, considering a resolution that would prohibit the use of city resources for enforcing federal law on this and perhaps making even city council offices safe spaces. What do you think of these drastically different views and approaches on immigration enforcement happening inside Wisconsin?
Well, I think a lot of this goes back to the selective enforcement. And if one community is going to choose to uphold laws and another not, that's where we come to this problem. And that's why we've made these communities difficult to enforce, because we have one group of people that are going to follow the law and another group not. So, I mean, that's the whole point of this bill. Either we're going to uphold our federal laws as they exist, or let's come together and have a conversation about what the issues are. In fairness, there were between, estimates of 2 to 3 million people that have criminal records and gang members and drug dealers. I mean, I don't care where you live or what your family structure is. Nobody wants those type of individuals on the street, and you know, not having that opportunity to bring them in for families, that's a dangerous precedent.
This bill is similar to one that was pushed last year. There were a number of protests, though, last year. And do you feel you have enough momentum this time around to break through the opposition on this?
Well, you know, last bill was done by Representative Spiros and Senator Knott. And they keyed in on the law aspect, you know, by saying upholding all federal laws that exist, you know, that's not only about safety through the immigration laws, but also, you know, we're talking about the opportunity to protect our job opportunities, you know, the fiscal costs for welfare benefits. These are all things when you declare yourself a sanctuary city. I don't know what that means. Are you turning your head to making sure that people have proper identification for voting, for public benefit, for welfare costs? And, you know, we also want to show integrity for our legal immigration system. So when you declare yourself a sanctuary city, I have no idea what laws are going to be upheld and which ones are not. And that's what I said, the risk of a safe community. We need to uphold all our federal laws. And if there is some discussion that needs to be held at the table, we'll be prepared to do that.
So let's say all this legislation goes through. Would Madison be at the top of the list for penalties? And what would that look like?
That would be up to groups or an individual who wants to hold them accountable. Remember, this all goes back to our court system and allow them to be upheld by that. This isn't something that I would do or, I mean, any person, and that's just any resident, would have the power to uphold the laws within their own communities. So again, the power goes back with the people to go back and be able to enforce those laws.
We're talking with Republican State Representative Janelle Branston, who represents the 22nd Assembly District, including Menominee Falls. She's reintroducing a proposal to penalize communities that fail to enforce federal immigration laws. And now, Representative, you're a businesswoman. How would this bill affect companies that rely a lot on immigrant labor?
Well, you know, that is a whole separate conversation in itself. This is more or less about dealing with folks at this point who are here and are, you know, quite frankly, the bad apples of the community. And we want to make sure that they're off the streets and that we're making sure that our communities are safe by removing them from the public.
Well, Texas senators are voting this week on a similar penalty-type measure for their counties, but that state doesn't give counties a lot of money, so there's not that much it can take away. Are you watching how this sanctuary city penalty is working through other states and legislatures and potential hurdles?
Well, you know, the federal dollars, I've seen a report, and, you know, it depends on whose number you use, but sure, Madison, if the federal system is a completely different point. This is just, this bill has to do with the state level. Sometimes it's easy to mix up the two. So there's two different things here. And it's a great conversation to have. Let's talk about what needs to be done so that we're applying the law equally. Let's talk about making sure they're upholding the existing laws. And, you know, if there are differentials or points of concern and funding issues, let's have that conversation now.
Well, what's the next step you're working on then with this bill?
Well, certainly there's a time frame as far as getting the information together. I'm seeing how many, what kind of support you have. And then there's a lot more conversation to have, a lot more opportunities for people to weigh in. And as we do that, you know, I'm sure we'll hear from both sides of the conversation.
Representative Branston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate the time to speak, and I always appreciate to represent the state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
That was Assembly Republican Janelle Branston from Menominee Falls.
This is Central Time.